Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the HRMC training call this Monday morning, July 30th, 2018. This is Mr. Mark Riches joining the call from Cookeville, Tennessee. I'm joined by my brother here, the president of HRMC, Mr. Mike Riches, who's been doing a lot of traveling. They've been on the road for going on their fourth week now, and he's joining us this morning from Kansas City, Missouri. Welcome to all of you as we close up one of the biggest production months in HRMC history. A lot of new agents, almost 800 new agents have joined the team this month. A special welcome to each of you. Hopefully you're on this call. You know, it's important to join, but it's more important to plug in and get started. And if you're on this call and you're new, you're doing exactly what you should be doing. We've got a power pack call, lots of information. Hopefully you have a pen and paper and you're ready to take a few notes as we go over a few quick announcements this morning. We've been talking over the last couple of weeks about this new survey website. We're putting some tutorial videos of it this week. We're putting some tutorial videos on that up. Really great success, though. I just wanted to mention it. We had one single, Josh put a Facebook post up, and I think he's had over 80 surveys from that one Facebook post, and we've had many similar stories to that. There's detailed information in the leadership training docs or in the recently added docs on how to use the survey. It even gives you a sample ad of what to run. A little Facebook ad you can put up, or different social media posts, and then get those surveys out working for you. It's just a great way to generate a soft lead of someone that isn't necessarily interested in the membership, but they lay out exactly what their needs are, and by answering 10 simple questions, takes less than a minute, so it's a 60-second survey. And then in the CMS, when those surveys come in, we've added some really good language over on the right side. So if they answer yes to that they own a gun, then it tells you how to turn that into a membership presentation or what parts of the membership to hit. So, again, study that, the approach scripts there, the closing script, and all the question information is listed on your CMS once you receive a survey, and really good information. And all of that is in one single document. If you go to your recently added docs, it's right at the top there, and it's just an instruction sheet on how to use the survey website to generate leads for your business. We are closing up the month of July tomorrow. Just a quick announcement. They're not changing the times on this. It used to be that they had different times depending on what day of the week. They've pretty much standardized that at Legal Shield. But if you're new, that's what this announcement's for. Tomorrow is the end of the month, and we have a 5 p.m. upload deadline. Now, hopefully, you're not uploading many applications nowadays. Most of our application processing should be electronic as we move to a total paperless goal here at Harvard Risk Management with Legal Shield. But if you do upload an app, that's where you scan it and upload the PDF of it. That's 5 p.m. Central Time tomorrow is the cutoff. And then you can do online through your Q page. There's a link to your online site and the Legal Shield at Work where you can enter group memberships. You can do those up till midnight. And it's not 12, it's 11:59 p.m. Central Time. Make sure you note that that's a Central Time cutoff. So it's very important to check your performance club. Points. We want every Harvard Agent Performance Club qualified. What does that mean? Go to your back office, log in, and the first thing you're going to see there is a big chart. I'm going to go to it so I can just look at that with you. If you haven't looked at this recently, check it out. It's right there in the middle. It's called Legal Shield Stats, Performance Club Points right at the top. That number should be green by now. If it's a red number, that means you're short on the 180. You don't have quite the 180 that you need to be Performance Club qualified. Those are revenue points. So let's say you're at 160. You need 20. You need to sell something worth $20. So sell a $24.95 plan today. That'll give you $25, and that'll roll 5 points into August for you. So you need to make sure that that first number is 180 or above, and it'll turn green as soon as you have 180. You can get with your sponsor or us here at the HRMC support office for any questions on that. We want everyone to be Performance Club qualified. The next little box that you're looking at is membership retention. Really gracious change by Legal Shield there. It used to be driven totally by personal retention, but now either of those numbers in the green will be okay. So if your personal or organization are green, hopefully they're both green. But if for example, your personal falls down below the 77 required retention rate, and that happens occasionally, just a group cancels or something like that happens, and now you're cut out of your checks for a period till it rolls on out. But now either of those numbers in the green will cut you a freedom bonus check, and you'll be Performance Club qualified. So that's great. Those show you both your personal and organizational rolling retention. That's not your actual retention. That's the rolling retention. We'll do a training on that someday. And then Legal Shield Advantage, that's the next box. That's very important that stays active. If you're showing inactive, be sure to make sure you activate that. That is the program that's required by Legal Shield. It's $19.95 a month, and you just pay that monthly fee, and it qualifies you for, one, a bunch of great websites and tools, but it opens the door for you receiving all your bonuses. And just so you know, I mean, with Legal Shield made a big change at the beginning of this year in regards to bonuses, where they're paying out a lot more money in bonuses. I mean, millions and millions of more dollars in bonuses and incentives. And unless you have Legal Shield Advantage, you don't earn any of that. Just in my personal commissions, my bonuses are well over $100,000 a year now. Just bonuses and incentives are over $100,000 a year. So they're saying, hey, pay $120 a year, $240 a year for Legal Shield Advantage, and we'll give you back, Mark Riches, $120,000 is probably where it'll be. I mean, not everyone gets that much in bonuses, but there's big money. I mean, just the car bonus, just the what used to be called the car bonus, now is the freedom bonus, is $100 a month to a new agent. So you pay $20, they give you $100. I mean, it's just a no-brainer. But the $15,000 bonus, the Fast Start qualification $180 bonus, the $1.5 million bonus, all of those big dollars that they've put on the table all are related to that Legal Shield Advantage. That's got to stay active through the whole period. It's not a gimmick or a game. It's just they want you to have that program. And it's the best investment as far as dollars invested that I found. You pay $20, they pay you back thousands. So it's well worth it. Make sure that's active. If it's not, you can simply get in your Legal Shield back office, get with your sponsor, make sure you get it so it shows active there. If all three of those are green, your points, your retention, and your Legal Shield Advantage, boom, you're going to get a check, a freedom bonus check. That we want everyone to be there. Then we've got a lot of folks going for senior associate and executive or senior director, I should say. Got a lot going for senior associate too. But senior director, 25 points from you and your entire team by the end of tomorrow. And then executive director, 50 points for you and your entire team. Let's get it done. Let's make that happen. We had a webinar this month on earning a six-figure income through group sales. Got a lot of folks doing really well at that. And just super proud of what everyone's doing and the great work everyone's involved in. So that's the end of the month. Tomorrow. Let's close it up strong. Let's talk about Nashville. Congratulations to our Nashville winners. Legal Shield every quarter. Again, this is like a rhythm thing. Every quarter they're going to have a trip, and every quarter a certain amount of people step up and qualify. And I was on a trip last week with my family. I started writing a list of all the qualifiers. I don't have it in front of me, but congratulations to the many HRMC agents that qualified for Nashville. What do they qualify for? Well, they get their airfare to Nashville to the leadership training in September with Grant Cardone. They get their hotel at the Opryland Hotel, and they get some spending money while they're there and some other incentives as well. So congratulations to the many winners of the Nashville trip. If you've you can look on the Legal Shield Facebook page to get an entire list of those, and hopefully your name's on it. The event's going to be September 15th and 16th. It's mainly a Saturday and a Sunday event. So Saturday the 15th, and then that's the first two sessions of the main event, and then there's an event, the third session is on Sunday morning. I just want you to be there. I'm sure everyone on this call has registered for that event. But if you haven't yet, be sure to go to your events tab and register for Nashville right away. We want to make sure that you're there. And here's a challenge from the CEO this morning. I challenge you to bring someone to Nashville with you. So that's what leadership's all about. That's what separates a participant from a leader. You know, I showed up to my first event as a participant. I was just there. And I caught fire. I saw the big picture of Legal Shield, and I mean, it was a very, very important step in my business. But it was just me. I didn't fire up anyone on my team because I had no team. I had no one there with me. And then the second event I attended with my wife. So at least I doubled, but I brought my wife with me, and she saw the big picture like I had seen a year previous. Back then, we only had one event a year, so had to wait a whole nother year and brought my wife. But my wife kind of got on me there, and she said, you know, Mark, you don't have anyone here. I said, well, I got you here. She goes, well, that doesn't count. You don't have any team here. I mean, there was probably 10,000 people there, and it was just me and her on my team. That was my entire team. And she said, you got to go find a team. You got to bring people back. That's my challenge to you today. Even if you're brand new, don't do it like I did it. Wait 3 years to bring a person to an event. Do it for Nashville. If you're committed to be in Nashville, now go get someone to come with you and make that your challenge. You got plenty of time. We've got a few tickets left. So I challenge you to do that. Now, if you've already got someone going to Nashville, like I've got a lot of people going to Nashville, go get another person to Nashville. Go find someone in the next couple weeks that we can bring to that event. In 2 weeks, we're going to be 30 days out from the Nashville event. It's going to be an incredible event. Major, major, exciting announcements being made. You want to be there to get this information firsthand. You want to be there to hear Mr. Grant Cardone, one of the top sales trainers in the entire world, is going to be at our event training us how to be better at marketing the Legal Shield and ID Shield plans, how to better market this opportunity to other people. One other announcement, we made an announcement last week that anyone that I think Jim Tanner made it on our leadership call actually on Thursday, anyone that Fast Start qualifies during the month of July, so again, two more days left, get Fast Start qualified this month, and we will give you a ticket to Nashville. We'll pay for your ticket to the Nashville event as our gift to you. And then again, your challenge is go find someone to come with you. And I challenge you to do that. Bring someone with you. Let's double, you know, we've got hundreds of us registered right now for Nashville. Let's double that number by every one of us taking that challenge seriously and stepping up and finding someone that can come with us to Nashville. Anyway, I'm super excited about the event. I can't wait for you to hear the information that's going to be announced there. I've been on several of these Platinum World Council calls. We are sworn to secrecy. But it's going to be some of the biggest announcements that's ever been made in Legal Shield history will be made in Nashville, Tennessee, September 15th. Mark that on your calendar, the 15th, and then kind of a recap of it on the 16th. But the big announcements are going to be made on the 15th, and they are big, and they are exciting. And you want to be there to get that information firsthand, and you want your team to be there with you. So I challenge you again to get your team to Nashville. Mike, I don't see our special guest on yet. Is that correct? I just want to make sure you have it
muted. Can you hear me? She is on. She is on and ready to go.
Okay, great. Okay, I'm very excited about this. I had the chance to go up and meet Mike and his family up in Illinois this last week. We were in Burlington, actually Iowa. I was trying to think what state we were in, Burlington, Iowa, and had an opportunity for Michelle and Michelle Flickinger from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Her and her mother and her son drove about an hour and a half to meet us for breakfast there in Burlington. I always love meeting agents all across the country. Well, this is one of our newer agents. She's recently Fast Start qualified and has an extensive sales and training background. And she was able to share with us some of that background over breakfast and came up with some really, I mean, she's just really talented. You're going to see her in some of our training videos, I'm sure, because she really understands sales and understands how to connect with people and what it takes as far as activity and results she spoke about so eloquently. And Mike and I just were so impressed sitting there with her. We said, hey, would you mind hopping on the call this Monday morning and sharing with the entire HRMC family some of those sales tips. So, Michelle, thank you so much for being on the call this morning. It was a pleasure meeting you and your dear mother and your son. You're part of your team, part of your HRMC team. We're so excited and so blessed to have you a part of the organization. And I'd love to have you just share a few sales tips with the team this morning.
Okay, well, thank you. It's a pleasure being here with you all today. A brief background of my sales history is I started out at a community college. I got a 4.0 in legal assisting, and so I got a full ride to Iowa for political science and ended up in sales. So I love sales, and it's just been my life, and it's just my niche. And so, anyways, I was a regional manager with a company called America's Lemonade Stand. I flew all over and hired and trained people, conducted training meetings on large and small scales, and while maintaining top 10% in the nation of my territory, which was a very large territory. And so I was very, very proud of my accomplishments. What happened is the economy hit and America's Lemonade Stand was forced to close its doors. And I have been looking for a home ever since, and I found one. I am so excited about this opportunity. I love the family aspect and how everybody supports each other. This is the way it was back at America's Lemonade Stand. Those people are still my friends, and actually I plan on recruiting some of those people that I was a manager with that are just the top in their field also. Anyways, I would do presentations, you know, up to 800 kids and students on staff and faculty, and get them excited about the program. And excited is just such a key word in this. You've got to be excited. You've got to believe in what you do. And this definitely gives you that ability, this company. I had my identity stolen. This is what attracted me to Harvard Risk Management. And I started getting these letters in the mail of loans I had not applied for over $20,000, several of them. And it was just a red flag, and it was very scary. And I researched all these companies online. I'm a researcher. And the best I found out there was a referral to their attorney, these competitors, for $250 an hour to restore my identity. I could not find anybody that did. I came across Legal Shield and ID Shield, and they not only restored it, I could throw my hands in the air and just forget it. And I'm so excited, and I became part of the team. The uncapped income is so important. I love and prosper in this environment. And I am not afraid of a 1099 job, because you can, instead of having somebody set your salary and get little bonuses here and there, you can just go out and if you need money for something, just make a sale. Okay? I have on my dashboard a picture of a BMW. And I have never put a picture of anything on my dashboard that I have not ended up getting from that motivation. I also have one in my bathroom and on my closet door when I wake up, and so that's my next goal, is a BMW. I obtained my first membership just by simply sharing my story, and everything just runs smooth from there. You have to be excited not only about the amazing opportunity to help people with our outstanding services and products, but such a fun way to earn so much money. And people can feel your energy and excitement. No matter who they are, people all want to be a part of a winning team. And Mike had asked me to share with you how I overcome some objections and close the sale. And my biggest one is a magic phrase, and it's simply put, the best word to use when you're overcoming an objection is, great. First of all, you completely confuse them. You know, we're not interested in this. Our employees wouldn't be interested. Great. And then, you know, so you've agreed, you pause, okay, and tell a third-party story and circle the wagons and close them. And this is how I do it. I'm going to give you an example conversation. For the decision-maker, he says, our employees would see no benefit in what you are offering. And you say, great, pause, agree, tell a third-person story, and that is, I can see where you're coming from, and that is what Ann over at Linear Credit Union thought, but she still let me attend an employee meeting, and when all was said and done, three-fourths of her employees signed up, even Ann purchased a plan, and we're super excited about their new benefits. The employees just loved it. At this point, I start immediately to pull out my day timer. And this is important. Get your day timer, pencil in dates. I don't care if it's fake dates, your trip to the doctor, anything like that. You want that day timer to look full. You want to be busy. You want to create a feeling that you're a busy person and they're lucky to get time with you. And so anyways, I pull out my calendar, and I say, I'm busy, I'm booking really fast, but I can meet with you either next Tuesday or Thursday. Which one would work for you? Now, you're pointing at your calendar. They're seeing how busy you are, and now they're thinking dates, okay? So, you know, you and your employees, you're getting an employee meeting just right then and there, and they don't even know what hit them, okay? So it's a very easy way to close. You've got them thinking. You're walking out of there with an employee meeting, and you've basically just bagged, I call it, a business, okay? So my goals for the future is, my next goal is to become a director. I have my insurance license, and I've decided not to use that to just jump up to the director title. I want to earn it and work the numbers myself and receive, like Mike had told me over breakfast, the bonuses on the way. I don't want to miss those. And this will be very easy for me, and it'll make me feel a lot more proud than just jumping somewhere because I have some stupid state license. So that's my next goal, is to become a director, and then we'll see actually where we go from there. I'll let you know, but I'll tell you, with this with this company, the sky's the limit, and I plan on hitting it. So thank you, and I'll turn the call back over to you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Michelle. We appreciate you so much sharing those great tips on the call this morning. Wow, great information. I love those suggestions, and I think one of the most important things you said is you've got to be excited about what we have and what we have available for people, and that came across very loud and clear as we met with you. And we appreciate you hopping on the call and sharing those tips with us this morning. Well, I'm really excited about our featured trainer this morning, joining us again from Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas City, Kansas this morning is Mike Riches, the president of HRMC. He is the youngest Millionaire Club member in Legal Shield history. He has written thousands and thousands of these memberships, has an incredible family which I was able to spend some time with his family up there in Iowa. And just incredible individual. We are so blessed to have him sharing with us this morning. He serves as the president of HRMC. Again, we always mention this. I think it's an important aspect of what we do, but he doesn't get a salary. Some people call him often enough that you would think he's getting paid, but he doesn't make any salary. I've never written him a check. I did loan him $40 while we were there at the event. But anyway, he is just an incredible individual and doesn't earn a salary, but is willing to take time. And he did the B2B webinar last week. We did it in the evening, had a large participation on that. I hope you understand that he puts that out there to help us, to help each of us with our businesses. We're grateful for that, Mike, and grateful for you taking some time away from your family this morning to share some information with us, to help us grow our businesses. And with that, I'll turn the call over to you, sir.
Well, fantastic. Mark, if you'll just give me 1 second, I am just logging into my bank here to get you that $40
check. Yeah, wire that
check,
money. It's got interest now, though.
I appreciate the reminder.
I have several hundred witnesses, too.
Yes, that's true. That is accurate. It is such a pleasure to be on the call here this morning, and welcome to all of our agents who are calling in across North America. I did just want to make a couple of quick comments. I really enjoyed what Michelle had to say. I just think that she's right on track when it comes to closing groups, closing decision makers. I love when she shared that at breakfast the other day. That's why we asked her to share it on the call. I loved her comeback when someone gives you an objection. I love that. Great. You know, I agree. It just throws the decision maker off. And I also think the busy schedule is such an important aspect. We don't teach that. We do teach it, but I don't know that we teach it enough of having a busy schedule. And I really liked what she showed her day planner, and she uses kind of an old-fashioned paper day planner. But there's power in that because she has it all marked up. And, I mean, it's just full of stuff. And again, I mean, those could be appointments. Those could be scheduled calls that she needs to make. But the image of that, and she, I know she mentioned this, but she turns her day planner, she kind of shows the decision maker her day plan, and she's just pointing at a couple of free dates. But what the decision maker is seeing is that she's so busy. And Mark, I like the story that you shared at breakfast the other day too, where Mark was getting ready to take his family on a big vacation for several weeks, and he wasn't necessarily doing this intentionally, but he was meeting with some decision makers before they left for vacation. And his close, instead of saying, "Hey, I can be here next week," he was saying, "I'm completely full the next 6 weeks. I'm booked the next 6 weeks. I can't meet with your employees the next 6 weeks, but let's shoot for the first week of September." And he was saying that because he was getting ready to go on vacation. And unintentionally, what was happening is he was communicating that he was just so busy. And there's power in being busy. People want to do business with successful people. And now I know when I first started, I did not do that very well. When a decision maker said, "Hey, I'd like to, let's talk about a date," I'd say, "I'm free anytime. You know, you just tell me when and I will be here. I've got nothing else happening." And I don't know that I necessarily said those words, but that was probably the image that I was projecting. And again, it's one of those little one percenters. We talked about this last week on our B2B webinar. There are a lot of those little one percenters that in and of themselves probably won't make you successful, because you could go into a decision maker meeting with your calendar all filled up and still mess up the decision maker meeting. You could still walk out without an enrollment. There are other things that you've got to do. But the reality is, those little one percenters add up, and they make a big, big, big difference. So I really appreciate what Michelle has shared this morning. I just want to add as well, before I get into my training, I just want to add how excited I am for the Nashville event. Now, I'll just share with you, because as you can imagine, we are just finishing up our fourth week of traveling with my family. And it's been just a great time. I mean, what a blessing to be able to take time away and go spend it with our family, not to have to take time off, not to have to ask for time off, not to have to get permission to do that, but just to be able to go and just, again, what a great blessing it's been for us to travel and see some amazing sights, to take my kids jet boating up on the St. Lawrence River in Montreal, Canada, to take them into to a Broadway show in Times Square. And I mean, it's just, again, it's what a blessing. We're so grateful for that opportunity. Well, we've been spending a lot of time in hotels, so I've become very familiar with the Marriott webpage and Marriott app. And I just happened to check this morning because I booked a hotel for the Nashville event. Oh, I booked it months ago, and they didn't have any rooms available at the Opryland Hotel. And I just logged in this morning, and for whatever reason, they freed up a new block or something, but there are some rooms available. So I'm not saying do that right now because we're in the middle of a call, but maybe after the call, get on. And if you wanted to book a room at the actual event, I just was impressed that they had those rooms available this morning. And so anyway, take a look at that. That will not last long because Legal Shield is going to be booking all of those rooms over the next week or so. So just kind of a heads up for you. We had talked about, and I think we've announced this on other calls, but I just want to make sure that everyone's on the same page because I got a text on this at the end of last week. We had talked about doing a Harvard training on the Thursday before, I think it's the 13th or the 12th, whatever the Thursday is of that weekend. And we're not doing that training. So I had some questions on that. Some people were asking about that. We're not doing it just simply because we could not get a venue. And I'll tell you, I'm usually pretty skeptical when someone says you can't get a venue, till we spent several hours in my office on it as well, and we could not find anything that would fit the size of our group. I don't know. There must be some other conventions, because Legal Shield, that convention is going to be big, but it's not big enough to fill up every space in Nashville. There's got to be some other stuff happening that weekend. But I just want you to be clear, make sure that we're all on the same page, that it is just a Legal Shield event that we're going to be there for. We're very excited for it. But if you are flying in on Thursday night or Friday morning even, I wouldn't come in any later than Friday morning because I looked at the agenda, and Friday afternoon is when they're doing the breakouts. And so you don't want to miss any of that, but maybe take an early flight on Friday morning or come in on Thursday night. There's going to be other things that are going to be going on throughout the day on Friday that I think it would be good to plug into. So just wanted to make sure you're aware of that. And again, just tell you how excited we are for that Nashville event. It's just going to be fantastic. And I don't know if all of you are familiar with Grant Cardone. If you are, then we're preaching to the choir. But if you're not familiar with Grant Cardone, oh my goodness, this is one of the best speakers that you will ever hear in your life, if not the best. So this is not I'm not going to be able to make Nashville, I'll catch the next event. This is a once-in-a-lifetime event. And you've got to be there. So take that to the bank, write it down, jot it down, but more important than that, make plans to attend. Guys, we are closing out the end of the month here. And I just wanna say this. I wanna echo what my brother said at the beginning of the call. Get your stuff in before the end of the month. I especially as Mark, you were talking about that, I thought about our brand new agents, and we've got brand new people that are on the call this morning. This is your first call because you were not in the business. You were not an agent last Monday or even last Thursday. So I know that we've got some brand new people that are plugging in this morning. And can I just say, now you may not have a deadline to fast start qualify and get your 3-1 or your 6 sales before the end of the month. I mean, your deadline might be farther out than that. But right now, boy, if you could get that done today and tomorrow, and that's aggressive, but far from impossible. That's aggressive, but I don't even think it's difficult. It's aggressive, and you're going to have to work hard to get it done. But did you catch what's on the table here when my brother was talking? By getting Fast Start qualified tomorrow, by being in the business and Performance Club qualifying and Fast Start qualifying, number one, you're in the running for a free trip to Las Vegas. Because you've got to Performance Club qualify every month in the third quarter, July, August, September. So if I'm brand new, maybe you hate Las Vegas, or maybe you hate free vacations, or maybe you just hate free in general. Most people don't. Most people could handle a free trip to Las Vegas. I would do it just for that. I would go out and make sure that I'm Performance Club qualified. And when you Fast Start qualify, it almost automatically Performance Club qualifies you. You do need to check your points there, but it is possible to Performance Club qualify, or excuse me, to Fast Start qualify without PCQing, Performance Club qualifying. But it almost gets it done. But make sure that you're both. Make sure you get your 3-1 and your 6-0, and make sure you've got enough Performance Club points that you're PCQ'd as well. The other thing is you get a free ticket to the national event. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, that's on this month of July. So make sure that you are Performance Club qualified in the month of July. Now, I'm talking specifically to new people there, but that goes for everyone. Make sure that you're Performance Club qualified in the month of July. I would just hate for you to miss a trip because you didn't have, 10 points or 20 points or even 100 points, even 180 points. You could be at zero this morning and go get 180 before the end of tomorrow. You could get 180 before the end of today. Again, that's aggressive, but it's not difficult. You've got to go get it done. You've got to make sure that you're committed and just make that happen. That's so much more of an attitude thing than it is an activity thing. It's both, but it's when people have the attitude that they're not going to do it, or I'll sit this one out, I'll catch the next one. That attitude is what leads to the lack of activity that would actually get the result. Versus people that have the attitude, okay, I'm pulling out all the stops, I am going to make this happen. That attitude leads to the activity that leads to the results of getting it, of making it happen. Anyway, that's not even my training, but I want to talk to everybody. I want to make sure that everybody is on the same page, that everybody is 110% committed to getting it done and to making that happen. And some of you, I recognize, I'm preaching to the choir. You were Performance Club qualified back on the first of this month. And you've got other goals that you're reaching for, that you're stretching for. Maybe that's executive director. Maybe you already hit ED, and maybe you're going for, a 75 sale mark or 100 sale mark or platinum executive director at 150 sales. I hope that our goals are bigger and brighter than Performance Club, but I want to make sure that no one has the attitude of, I'll sit this one out, I'll catch the next one. That attitude will damn you in this business. It will damn you in life. It'll damn you in general. And when I say damn, I'm talking about it'll stop you. That's what damning is. It just stops. Like when you dam a river up, it stops the river. It stops it, and it just stops your progression. I don't want to see that happen for anyone. Well, let me just tell you, I was reviewing our recent calls that we've had. And you can find these in your back office under the there's a button there or a link that says training calls, and it's right on the front page when you log into the back office. But if you click on that, you can see the Monday morning training call archives. And I was just kind of looking over the training calls that we've had these last few weeks. I mean, what an incredible training by Gail Ross last week. A fantastic job that she did about being intentional about your success. That's exactly what we're talking about here. The week before that, we heard from our founder and CEO. He rolled out the new public safety certification. Adam Thompson did a training before that. We had Bill Stovall on a little over a month ago, who gave some great group marketing tips. I like Josh Rich's training on syntax. We heard from Jamie Doucette before that, Rebecca Baker. Scott Brooks rolled out the small business certification. I mean, there is just so much great stuff that you have access to. I say that because if you've missed any of those calls, obviously those are opportunities to go back and listen to those trainings. They're all recorded. They're all stored. on that website. You can have access to them 24 hours a day. I love that aspect of our business. I love that we make those available, that we're able to do that for all of our agents. Even some of those new agents that I was just talking to, they could get on and listen to some of those calls and catch up, but also catch the training, catch the nuggets, catch the information that was shared in each of those calls. It also got me thinking about all of the different avenues in our business to make money. All of the opportunities that are available to us. And there are a lot. We've got a lot of great resources, a lot of great tools. And every time we roll out a new tool, I think we saw this 2 weeks ago when my brother did an exceptional job rolling out the public safety certification. Every time we roll out a new certification or a new tool, or a new resource, we always try to put this disclaimer out there that, this is not to take you away from what you're already doing. It's just something that we want you to know is there, and it's designed to enhance what you may already be doing in your business. And I think that that's an important disclaimer, because I think that one advantage of having so many different avenues, whether it be small business or public safety or the HRCI certification or group sales or individual sales or recruiting or team building, I mean, there's just a lot of different aspects we could go on and on. CDLP, which is the commercial driver's legal plan. There's the law officer's legal plan. There's a teacher's legal plan. Those are specific products that you can bring into companies and offer to groups. And above and beyond that, when you say recruiting and team building, you got a lot of that. I mean, that's a Pandora's box in and of itself. You look inside that, there's all different kinds of ways of recruiting and building a team. We've got resume programs, we've got lead programs, we've got ads you can run. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that you can do, not to mention your warm market. And we heard from Michelle this morning, who were her first few membership sales and recruits, her warm market. I think that's a great example to follow. Well, the advantage is when you've got all these different avenues, it makes it easy for someone to come in and have success in a particular avenue. For example, we could have someone come in and say, look, the CDLP program, that's the commercial driver's legal plan, I'm going to go and I'm going to own that. And because there's a specific program and a specific product just for truckers, they can take that and it really helps them blend well in those types of groups. It helps them speak to those types of groups and fit in very well. That's the advantage. When I go sit down with a small business and I'm talking about protecting that company, well, if we didn't have a small business plan, then there wouldn't be a conversation to have. It wouldn't be worth talking about how to protect their company because it wouldn't exist. So obviously the advantage is we have a lot of different avenues, a lot of different things, a lot of different ways that we can help people. I think you probably know where I'm going with this. The disadvantage of all of these different avenues is that it can be very overwhelming. It can be confusing. And frankly, here's the big word, it can be distracting. There's so much stuff that it sometimes is hard for an agent to focus in and become successful at anything because they're trying to become successful at everything. One of the things that my brother taught me in this was early on in my business, and you know what, I'll give my brother credit because he taught me a lot. Frankly, I don't remember him saying this, but it's something that I think he would have said, and if it wasn't from him, then it was somebody else, and he reinforced it, so I'll give him credit for this. But one of the things that I learned early on in my business is that you've got to have a major, and you've got to be laser-focused on that major. In other words, think about, someone who's going to college. You got a college student, you go up and you say, okay, what year in college are you? And they say, well, I'm in my third year. And you say, okay, what's your major? And they say, well, I don't really have a major. I'm just kind of studying everything. how successful do you think that person is going to be at getting a degree? If they don't have, you know, if it's their first semester of their freshman year, that's a different story. But if they're into their third year, three and a half, 4 years in, and they don't have a major yet, I mean, that, you see where that would spell trouble for that individual. If they're just kind of studying everything and they're not focused on any one thing. Well, it's hard to be successful in college without a major, and it's hard to be successful in this business without a major. In this business, you will be paid to be laser focused. So let me give you 5 tips quickly this morning on being laser focused in your business. And the first one is exactly that. You've got to pick a major. You've got to choose one thing that's going to be your big thing. One thing that you are going to excel at. And when you pick that, you want to learn everything there is to learn about that major. If your major is small business sales, and that's going to be the number one thing that you go focus on, then you need to learn everything there is to learn about small business sales. And I mentioned this on our B2B webinar, but to me, it's one of the greatest resources that you and I have as Harvard Risk Management agents is the search bar in the back office, where you can go put a search term in. So you can put small business or DM meeting or enrollment or attitude or discipline or philosophy. I mean, you can put whatever you want in there, and it will pull up anything that has that word in it. Any audio that we've got, any video training that we've got, anything on our advanced training, anything in our certification trainings, any phone call that we've done, conference call recording, it'll pull up anything related to that, any document, any PDF, anything that has that word, it'll pull up. It's one of the greatest resources, and I'm afraid to say I think it's one of the most underused resources. Now, nothing would please me more than to have a couple hundred texts at the end of this call of you reaching out to me saying, no, it's not underused. I use that all the time. I use the search bar. That would make my day. I don't know that that's the case. I think, unfortunately, it's one of the most underused resources that we have. I think that we have way too many people that don't, it's not just that they don't use the search bar. I think that we've got way too many people that don't narrow it down and say, okay, you know where I need help is this. You know where I want to learn more information is this. Well, when you pick a major and you've got one thing that's going to be your thing, then you want to learn everything there is to know about that thing. You want to hear from every expert, both inside of Harvard Risk Management and outside of Harvard Risk Management. If employee benefits is your major, and you say, you know what, my major is going to, I'm going to take these plans into businesses and offer them as an employee benefit. That happened to be my major. I'm not saying that it's the best, but that was my major when I first got started. My brother, same thing. It was his major when he first got started with employee benefit sales. But doesn't mean that it's the best major. That was ours. So I can speak a little bit more about that because that was what I focused on. But if that's your major, why in the world would you not learn everything there is to know about employee benefit sales? Why would you not take every opportunity that you have to learn about employee benefit sales? If there's a live training in your area, why in the world would you not go to that? Even if it's not a Harvard Risk Management training, if it's a Legal Shield training, who cares? Even if it's an event where they're talking about outside sales and has nothing to do with Legal Shield, if that's going to benefit you, you learn everything that you can. Develop every skill required to be successful with that major. And there are so many things in Legal Shield, in the world of Legal Shield, that you can go make a six-figure income on. And you can certainly do it in employee benefits. We've got people that make a six-figure income in employee benefits. They don't do anything else. That's all they do. They make a six-figure income. We got people that make a six-figure income in team building. They don't do anything else. That's what they do. We got people that make a six-figure income in CDLP, in small business. I mean, we could go on and on and on. There are so many different avenues in the world of Legal Shield where you can make a six-figure income if you just buckle down and focus in on that one thing and make that your major, get laser focused on that major, you can make a six-figure income. Well, that's my first tip. Choose a major. Be wise about it. Be smart about it. But choose a major. Here's my second tip. Choose a minor as well. It's okay to have a major and a minor. Now, some of you are saying, well, he's just contradicting himself. I'm not. There's something about when you chase too many rabbits, you lose them all. But I do think that you can be successful in both, but you've got to be smart about the way that you do it. You can choose a minor in our business. So I told you when I got started, my major was employee benefit sales. My minor was recruiting and team building. And when I say that, I was about 80% of my time was focused on employee benefit sales. About 20% of my time was focused on recruiting and team building. Just like when if you're in college and you have a major and a minor, you're going to dedicate the bulk of your time, energy, and focus to your major, but you will need to dedicate some time, energy, and focus to your minor as well. So choose a minor. And it's okay to learn about other things. I mean, you know, I'm not saying that if my major is employee benefit sales that I wouldn't go through and participate in the small business training program that Scott Brooks rolled out. I'm not saying that I wouldn't learn and participate in the public safety certification. I would learn about as many things as I can. We have people that their major is recruiting and team building. Not employee benefit sales, but they still plug into our B2B certification. Why? Because they want to learn as much as they can about our business, and they want to be able to support, and let me say this, attract and support people with a different major, and they want to be able to be educated about what their team is doing. So I'm not saying that you don't want to learn about other things. I think you learn about everything. I think that's part of picking a major, is that you got to taste some different flavors of ice cream before you decide which one you're going to get, and that's okay. But discipline is all about limiting distractions. And listen, there are plenty of distractions in life. I'm talking about things that are going to take you away from being successful in your business. Today, you will have plenty of distractions, whether that's a household chore that you've got to get done, a friend that calls you for a favor. Because let me tell you, as soon as your friends figure out that you're on a 1099, that you've got a 1099 position and that you control your own schedule, you're going to be the one that they call for favors. Okay, so whether that, you know, it's something like that, whether it's a personal appointment, a doctor's appointment, or something else that comes up, there are going to be plenty of things that are going to try to take you away, take your focus, take your time away from your business today. And discipline is about limiting those distractions. Well, if you think about it, once you've got your major and your minor, then you want to limit the things in our business that can be distractions. That doesn't mean that you don't learn about them. You want to learn about them, but be careful when you do. You've got to fit everything that you learn into the context of your major and your minor. Let me say that one more time. Everything that you learn, you've got to fit within the context of your major and your minor. That means that if I'm sitting in Nashville listening to a speaker, and that speaker is talking about something that doesn't really apply to my major and my minor, I've got to be able to filter that. Doesn't mean that it's bad knowledge. Doesn't mean that I don't want to be there. I do want to be there. But I've got to be able to filter in what's going to apply to me and filter out, i.e. limit the distractions of what's not going to apply to me. Things in our business can be a distraction and can take you away if you're not laser focused on your major and your minor. I'll just share one quick example. I had a girl on my team, very sweet lady, and she was producing. She was getting out there, talking to companies, producing memberships month in and month out. Well, then they offered her a position with Legal Shield, and it wasn't a paid position. It was like a volunteer position. where she was over like their weekly meeting. And all of a sudden, that just consumed her focus. I mean, that just consumed her time, consumed her energy for something that she wasn't being really compensated. I mean, they might have given her a little stipend or something, but she wasn't being compensated for that, really. And yet it took time away from her major and her minor. Her major in this case was employee benefit sales. Her minor happened to be team building. And it took her focus away from that. So I'm saying be careful, because there's going to be a lot of good stuff out there that can become a distraction if you're not laser focused. I'm not saying don't learn about it. Learn about it as much as you can. But you've got to have a good filter on your mind to filter in what applies to your business and what doesn't. My third tip, as you develop a major and a minor, create independent goals for each. One of the great things that my brother taught me early, this was back in my first year. In this case, I do remember the conversation. I do remember him saying this. It was, in fact, Thanksgiving. We were both at my dad's for Thanksgiving. This was my first year in the business. And one of the best things he said, okay, Mike, right now you've got a major of employee benefit sales. You've got a minor of recruiting. He said, let's do this. Take a piece of paper out, draw a line down the middle of the piece of paper. On the left, write employee benefit sales, and on the right, let's write recruiting. And what we're going to do, we're going to come up with goals for each of these aspects of your business, but we're going to treat them like two different businesses. And the way that he explained it to me, and it just made a lot of sense, and maybe because food analogies just work for me, but he said, you've got to treat it as if you own two different restaurants. Let's say that you owned a McDonald's and a Taco Bell. And once he started talking Mexican food, that even got my attention even more. But he said, let's treat it like you own a McDonald's and a Taco Bell. He said, those are two different restaurants. Now, at the end of the day, you're doing the same thing. You're feeding people unhealthy food. But if you own a McDonald's and a Taco Bell, you've got to treat them like they're two different businesses. You've got to keep, you know, your books separate, your accounting separate. You've got to spend your time wisely between the two. You've got to order supplies. You can't order lettuce for your McDonald's business and then use that lettuce at Taco Bell. Even though they both use lettuce, they're two different types of lettuce. And it just made all the sense in the world. You've got to treat it like two different businesses. Come up with goals and an action plan for each side of your business, for your major and for your minor. That really helped me get laser focused on my major and dedicate the time, energy, and focus and attention to my minor that I needed to be successful in both areas. My fourth tip related to that, budget your time in that way as well. Remember, your time is your most valuable commodity. Your time is your most valuable commodity. So, again, what's your split? You know, in the beginning, my split was 80-20. 80% of my time on employee benefit sales, 20% of my time in recruiting and team building. And then you can split that up however you want it, and you can do, you know, okay, Tuesday mornings and Thursday afternoons I'm going to spend on this, and the rest of the time I'm on my major. You know, however you do that, you've got to find something that works for you. But my advice would be wise about it, be smart about it, and budget that time. In other words, plan for that time. Plan the time that you're going to set aside for different activities. I liked Michelle's use of the day planner. I would take a day planner and I would budget out when you're going to do what. And I would get specific within that major and minor too. So, you know, if your major is employee benefit sales, for example, what times throughout the week are you going to be prospecting? What times are you going to be following up? If you're recruiting, what times are you going to be conducting interviews? What times are you going to be following up? What times are you going to make, you know, are you carving out some time to call and recognize your existing team? You've got to get more specific than just, you know, I'm going to spend 2 days a week recruiting and 3 days doing employee benefit sales. I would encourage you to get more specific and to budget your time very wisely. Now, eventually, for me, that went from 80-20 to, you know, 70-30 to 60-40, and then it got to about 50-50. And then it started going the other way, to where today it's about 95% of my time is working with my team. and 5% of my time is maybe following up on an existing group and doing some employee benefit sales. I still do a lot of employee benefit stuff, but usually it's with my team. And that's just kind of where my business has evolved to after 16 years. Your business may look like that in the future, may not. That's up to you. My point is, be intentional about that. And then my final tip, and maybe the most important thing as it relates to picking a major and a minor, is that you've got to give it enough time to develop. One of the common mistakes that I see people make in our business is they pick a major and they say, okay, I'm going to go and I'm going to do this. But they don't give it enough time to develop. Think about the law of the harvest. The law of the harvest is very simple. If you plant and you take care of a seed and you take care of a plant as it starts to grow, at some point you're going to have a harvest from that. That's the law of the harvest. Part of that law is it takes time. You cannot plant an apple seed today and go out tomorrow and start picking apples. It just doesn't work that way. By the same token, you can't say today, I'm going to focus on employee benefit sales and go out tomorrow and start doing enrollments. It just doesn't work that way. Now, I'm not saying that because I want to be real careful here. I want to make sure you understand me. I'm not saying that it should take you a long time. Okay? Because I think that's another mistake that people make is they think, oh, I'm an employee benefit sales. This is probably going to take 3 to 6 months to develop. And guess what? It usually does if that's what they're thinking. If someone says it's going to take 6 months, it'll take about 6 months. If someone says, I need to open up a group this month, and that's what I'm going to do, and they're intentional about it, like Gail Ross talked about last week, they're probably going to open up a group this month. What I'm saying is you need to give yourself enough time to develop within that major. If your major today is small business, you're not going to be an expert today. I just said you got to learn everything that you can. Well, that takes some time. That doesn't mean that you can't write some small business plans this week, because you could, but you're not going to be an expert. You're not going to be the best of the best. Give it time to develop. Give it time to mature. Give that seed time to grow. I see too many people jumping from major to major. They get in an employee benefit sale. They try it for a week or two or three. They don't have any enrollment, so they jump into something else, and then they jump into something else, and then they jump into something. They say, I'm going to go recruit, and they recruit for a month. And they don't have a large, successful organization, so they jump into something. They say, well, recruiting doesn't work. They jump into something else. Give it time to develop. It's the law of the harvest. The law of the harvest, you will get a harvest. But you've got to give it time to develop. Switching majors every 3 months is the same thing as not having a major. Let me say that one more time. Switching major every few months is the same thing as not having a major. Just like in college, if you switch majors every 3 to 6 months, you wouldn't have a major. Same thing in our business. Well, folks, I know I've taken a little bit more time, speaking of time, that you budget. Thank you for being patient with me as I've gone over a few minutes here this morning. What a privilege it is to be in our business. What an excellent opportunity we have. I hope that what I've shared this morning helps you take fuller advantage of that opportunity, because it's real. If there's ever been a business that it is worth you pouring your time and your attention and your focus into, it is this one. I am living proof of that. And I say that with all gratitude in my heart and not in a braggadocious way at all, but I'm telling you, the fruits of what this business can produce for you and your family, the freedoms that you can enjoy are real if you and I can get laser focused and stay laser focused and limit distractions in our business. It's incredible what this business can provide, and I'm so grateful for that. I praise God for it and thank God for it every day. And I wish the exact same thing for you. Mark, with that, thanks for the time this morning. I'll turn the call back over to you.
Man, fantastic job, Mike. Thank you so much for that great information, really sharing with us, you know, that important concept of choosing a major and a minor and really probably the most important thing you talked about today, getting focused on whatever you decide. Get focused on it until you get the results that you're looking for. Powerful information. Thank you so much. We appreciate all those that have participated on the call this morning. Again, we encourage you to close strong. We got 2 days left in the month of July. Decide today that you're going to be Performance Club qualified by tomorrow at midnight. Many, many people are joining today that will get that done today. We have a record number of Fast Start qualifiers. I believe we've already passed our all-time record. Congratulations to each of them. If you've won the Nashville trip and you've not yet booked your airlines, they're encouraging you to do that today, so be sure to get that done. And now we're working on the next trip, which is a Las Vegas event in January. And this is going to be a fun event. They'll fly two of you to Las Vegas, put you up in a nice Las Vegas hotel. What an incredible fun time, and it includes some shows and some spending money as well. And you have to be Performance Club qualified in July in order to even participate in the next 2 months of the promotion. There's other things you need to do. It's probably the easiest qualifying trip yet that I've seen, but you have to be Performance Club qualified this month in order to participate, so be sure to get that done. Mike, again, thank you so much for sharing with us. Thanks to all of our agents joining us on the call. God bless you. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.